Hello.
Yes, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, is this I filled out a thing for the free Dyson. I want a free Dyson vacuum cleaner. And they want $5 shipping.
Yes.
But my disability check goes on at 1 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Well, you can try to pull it back up then at that time to see if it'll go through. Because, you know, we can't take any payments or do anything over the phone.
Well, then why is it telling me to fill out all my information and my card and everything?
Because you have to pay the shipping and handling.
So then you're doing that over the phone. So then I can redo that at when my check comes on at 1 o'clock tonight, right?
Yes.
Because it says it expires on the 28th.
Okay,
it says 1 hour because I'm Eastern time.
Okay. Well, yes, like I said, that is the expiration date, but you can give it a try.
Because I've already filled out the thing. I just haven't, I just don't have the, it's insufficient funds is what it's saying.
Okay. Well, yes, you're more than welcome to give it a try.
But you don't know for sure?
No, because if it's saying the 28th, then, you know, you may be...
Well, if I get billed for it or charged for a vacuum cleaner that I'm supposed to get for free, you will be hearing from a lawyer because I'm on disability and that's government money. That means I'm protected by the government by law.
Okay, ma'am. Well, we will have the terms and conditions that, you know, we will read to them. So if it said insufficient funds, that means it did not go through.
That's why I called you and just asked you. I'm saying... It doesn't matter if it went through now. It might go through later. You just said try again later, and I just told you.
Yes, you can try to re-enter your payment information. They don't keep anything on file. So if it said insufficient funds,
I'm
it
just
declines the payment.
I just don't want to have it, you know, all of a sudden charge me for a vacuum cleaner. You know.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Well, thank you.